Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for this special edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. Generally, during this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers, but today we're going to explore immigrant stories in a little bit different way. With permission from Judith Sloan, who was my guest from July 23rd, I will be playing some recorded story productions that she and her husband Warren Lehrer have put together for their creative publication called Crossing the Boulevard. Their interview and interviews with immigrants in New York City have culminated in these recorded works. Some have aired on NPR, some are in a book, they have appeared in art exhibitions, are part of a stage show, and have many, many conversations started far outside of New York City. So to see all about this project, you can visit the website earsay.org. And today I will be starting the first half. We're going to play They Lied, Names, Gypsy Dance, and 800 Jobs. And then I'll check back in with you. These next pieces are from Crossing the Boulevard.
Nazywam się Joanna, urodziłam się w Polsce i mieszkam teraz w Maspecie na Queensie. This was supposed to be my summer vacation, and I was supposed to come and visit my dad, and I came with my brother, and then my mom came, and then they just decided to stay. I thought it's going to be like this huge house like I see on the movies. Like this big mansion. And I just go up the stairs and just like thin hallway. And the house was just like one long house. And it was divided into two rooms and a kitchen. It was worse than in Poland. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was so small. It was so small, and the bathroom was like, oh, small. Everything was tiny. I expected this gorgeous house, and I don't know. It was just bad.
It was just bad.
Because you don't see like those really small apartments on TV. You just see those really nice, big houses.
It was just bad.
It was worse than in Poland.
I don't know.
A couple of weeks later, my mom came. Maybe like a month. So then the whole thing started about like me staying, and I told them that I didn't want to stay. Because you don't see like those really small apartments on TV.
Without asking.
They just like, we're going to try to live here. If you don't like it, we're going to go back. And the funny thing is that I didn't like it. So I went to school. And I was just sick. I was throwing up every morning. I had diarrhea, everything, the worst. The worst.
It was really bad.
I was crying for half a year.
They lied.
They knew that we were going to stay.
They lied.
They just didn't want to tell me because they knew that I wouldn't get on the plane in the first place. I didn't talk to them at all for a very long time. They asked me something I would answer, but I would never start the conversation with them. Never.
For a very long time.
Never.
Oh, yes. No.
Never.
No.
Yes.
Never.
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 Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
That's it.
I have so many names. My names are
Janet Xiang, and my
name
Chinese
is
friends and also my family
Akakbo.
Call me Jian Hong.
Amarel. At first, I didn't like it.
American, or how I say it?
1985.
My name is Elke Borcher.
I got American citizenship.
From a very little village called Ramsau. My version, heiße Elke Walcher. Ich komme
the officer
von Österreich.
Asked me, can you speak? Do you write
Ramsau?
English? I said, I want to change my name.
Amenouve Akakbo is a French spelling.
Oh, you want my name, right?
Call me Antosi or Ideda or Bovic. I feel comfortable with any one of them.
I just thank my father for that name.
The first letter of my Chinese name, Jian Hong, is J. And also
like
the second
like it.
Letter is A, so I figured maybe just Jen.
My names are Omobolanle Oluwakemi Olasumbo Oluwasujibomi Shitu.
is a French spelling.
I want to be called Solomon.
Kanyi Amenuve Akakpo. They call me Akakpo in Africa, but here they call me Amen.
Just for the convenience, since people have some difficulty to call my Chinese name, so I made it simple, easier.
Omobolanle is that Ola means wealth. So it means that I met wealth in the family. I don't see it. Then the other one, Oluwakemi, that God has blessed her. Then Olasunbo, it's like more wealth still coming. Everything is about wealth. Then Oluwashujibumi, that is God has built a shield around me. And then my last name is, I don't know the meaning, Shitu is Arabic.
In Congo, they can call you by your last name or by your first name, Antosi, or Bovik, or Ideda. Ideda means someone who's powerful in my dialect, Kiyansi. We got about 450 dialects in Congo.
Every second person's last name is Watcher. That's very typical for my home village. You know those little villages high up in the mountains.
Do you write English? Can you speak? I said, I want to change my name to be called Solomon. S-O-L-A means the sun, Sola. And the last three letters is a creature, a man. So we are all the creatures living under the sun. Without the sun, we cannot live.
My grandmother, before she died, she called me Oluwashujibumi. God has built a shoulder around me. She named me that, so that's what she called me. Then part of my family, some people call me Olasunbo. Then from my house, my mother calls me Simple Boy.
And my Chinese friends and also my family call me Jian Hong.
My kids have simple names because I didn't want them to go through what I went through.
Because when I came, they tried to call Amenuve.
S-O-L as a so, do, re, mi, fa, so. Another four letters, A-M-E-N.
I say, oh, just say Amen. To remember my name, they just do the cross.
Amen. Amen.
You know, wishing the good for everybody is a prayer. At the end of prayer.
To pronounce. Hello in Spanish. Hola, hola, yeah, yeah.
Very beginning, I was tempted to pick up Jenny. At work, there are a lot of Jennies. And then I figured to differentiate from others, I pick up Janet. You know, you read books. You know, that's an American name.
I pronounce it already American. If my friends, they ask me, I already say
hola. Hello in Spanish. Hola, hola, yeah, yeah. So people understand what I mean.
The kids as well, they don't have problems. They actually like it. Oh, it's so cute, your accent. They
it's
like
easier than all those other ones, right? Those ones are tongue-tied.
And they try to call Amenuve. It's very, very difficult.
So I made it simple. Easier.
It's kind of romantic.
American or how I say it?
First, I didn't like it.
I feel comfortable with any one of them.
Thank you. I'm just a cab driver. I had like 800 jobs. I'm Egyptian-American and African. I work in construction, I work at Burger King, I work in McDonald's. I tried everything. In 1979, I went to Europe. I was in Germany. I was working as a travel agent, you know, a specialist for the Middle East between Jordan and Cairo in Egypt. And in 1986, the Vice President Helmut Kohl, he signed a law to replace all the foreigners in Germany and everybody to go out. I went back home to Cairo. I love always to be a free bird. We talked, my friends and I, about the United States of America. I've been told not to come here because it's too far away. The people that were watching, like Dallas, the big tall buildings, good cash, but they never show what is the problems here. They think the only thing people hear is rich, nothing else. Nothing but rich people. I was surprised when I came and see it here. I went down to Atlanta, Georgia. I work in construction, I work at Burger King, I work in McDonald's, Taco Bell. I did everything. I had like 800 jobs. I never felt shame. They fired me twice from Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken because I can't treat the manager. I understand people, but I can't read, you know. I was carpenter helper, roofer helper, electrician, and what else? Foundation layer. I was down in the hall for maybe 20 feet. I work as a trash collector. I did everything. That's what is good about this country. You can do anything, even if you are rich or poor. I moved around a lot. You know, the funny thing, I went to New Mexico. My cousin and I, we had an interview for a dishwasher. The guy said to me, we need somebody who got 5 years experience with washing dishes. I look at him and I say, excuse me? He said to me, we need at least 5 years experience. I said to him, okay, no problem. Let me go back to Europe, get experience, and come back to you. That was a surprise to me. I'm just a cab driver. Sometimes you find yourself with a customer that they are good to me. And sometimes people, like, they want to show you how tough they are. Don't mess with them. I love this job, and I love to serve the public. And you know what? It's not only about money.
If you're just joining this broadcast, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and today I'm playing selections from the audio disc that comes in the back of the book called Crossing the Boulevard by Judith Sloan. She was my guest on the 23rd of July, and she and her husband, Warren Lehrer, gave their permission for us to rebroadcast some of these pieces that they've created from a whole collection of over 100 interviews they did with immigrants in the most diverse place in our whole country, Queens, New York. They've brought a fabulous perspective and have been very generous to share it with us today. The pieces you just heard were called They Lied, Names, Gypsy Dance, and 800 Jobs. I love that one where he gets laughing about needing 5 years experience to be a dishwasher, only in America. So perhaps you've recently seen Judith live on stage in Maine at the Skudik Arts Festival in Winter Harbor or in Eastport or Brunswick. She lives in Stonington, Maine in the summers and Queens, New York during the academic year, where she cultivates and produces stories such as the ones featured on today's show. If you like what you're hearing and wish to learn more about the project that produced them, it's called Earsay. Earsay.org for more information. The next few pieces are called Cargo Flight to Somewhere, Five Village Scenes, With Us or Against Us.
Wọ́n dúró sọ́nà kan. Àwọn kan tún dúró. Wọ́n dúró lọ́nà kan.
I'm sitting on a wooden crate on a cargo flight to somewhere. The plane lands where I honestly do not know.
Ogun ayé dúró, ogun ìdílé dúró. Ogun oṣo duro ta mo ni se ni ko gbeyin ibi colorful ni won wa wonder there.
There was a box that I was sitting on top of it without knowing what was inside. My friend is a Russian pilot named Melanov. I paid the money, it was not free.
Jenny tori itani oro yi ro mi loju olugbala mi o.
When we landed, I was waiting for him in the cargo until the time he came and picked me up, and we went to get the other plane to Istanbul. Melanov hands me a passport and visa with my picture and a made-up name. From this point on, you are Piri Christopher, and you are from Zambia. Then he hands me an envelope with a ticket inside. Go to the destination of the flight, and you'll be a free man. I give my boarding pass to the steward and see that I am going to JFK International Airport.
Alabaro. Alabaro. Tani yoshe. Alabaro for me. Alabaro.
When the plane landed, one of the custom officer came, and when he searched my bag, he did find now my document from Zaire, my citizen card, my birth certificate, the birth certificate of my daughter, and my marriage certificate. You have to tell us you are from where, because you do have two identification documents. And I said, I'm looking for a United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees because I'm in trouble. I'm looking for a place where I can claim my freedom. And they told me that I could seek asylum in the airport. And I sought asylum in JFK Airport.
Ishoro kilo le okano ti Jesu ko le se fun o se tai lolo tabi tai se se ni.
From 3 p.m. to the following morning, 8 o'clock the following morning, handcuffed, hands and feet, crying the whole night. I slept there in JFK, but I don't know what's going on to me. I don't really
know.
And then finally, I was in an orange uniform, and they told me it's a detention center and it's not a jail. I was surprised to be in a building without windows and no access to outside life. And there's nothing else to do except reading, praying, and I was writing a book about my life. That's what I did all these 2 years in detention.
Christening, mighty was me, oh. Bobby, angali no tinsa. Oh, jojumo ni satan in dode. Torire, toson, toruo. Omburamu ramu lati weni ti okpaje. Sumo bi,
When I came out, facing the light, the sun, I fell down because I'm used to the dark. I'm used to the industrial light. Coming now to see the sunshine, I was like dizzy and I fell down. And now, even if I don't have anything, I'm enjoying the life because I know that I'm free. There's nothing better than freedom, but I'm still discovering it.
I heard my dad's friends say, oh, I think an American's like, now they know how it feels to be Bosnian, to be Bosnian.
In the Philippines, when it was martial law, you don't only see armed people, but you see tanks and the army all over the place.
America's, how do you put this in words, the dominated country, because America can do without you. But you can't do without America. And whatever America says, you know, you have to comply with it or you're going down.
You're with us or against us.
You're going down.
So if you're against us, then you're a terrorist. You're with us, right? Or against us.
And whatever you're America with says, us, you know, you have to comply with it
or against us. They started out with fighting against Al-Qaeda. Now they're saying to expand it towards other countries like Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, and now in the Philippines. So this pattern of expanding, of this pattern expanding, of pattern expanding. Of
the same thing repeating itself.
But why are they doing it? Is it just to get even, or is it because they want to control?
Every country that America has been to, when it comes out, it never comes out in a loss. They helped Kuwait because of the oil. They only go if they have profit. Profit, profit.
The same thing, repeating itself.
You're with us or against us. You're with us.
The same thing, the same
or against
thing,
us.
The same thing.
You're with us,
with us.
Or you're going down.
One of the main worries or concerns of the people in the Philippines is once Americans are involved, Americans are fond of indiscriminate bombings. Indiscriminate bombing. So a lot of civilians will get killed.
Whatever America says goes. Whatever America says,
you get scared because it's a cycle.
The same thing, repeating itself.
So this pattern of
it comes out
expanding.
Pattern never comes out in a loss.
Pattern of expanding.
You only go if they have profit.
Is it just to get even, or because they want to control?
The same thing, repeating itself.
Here, with us.
Are you going down?
Or against us?
Because America can't do without you, but you can't do without America. You always gain something from it. You know, some people die, but the government doesn't care about the soldiers that much.
Every time I see this United We Stand, or We Stand United, it scares me because the money that is being spent comes from our taxes. From our pocket, you're paying to kill your people there.
I hope you've enjoyed today's special New Mainers Speak. We've been listening to pieces from Judith Sloan's work called Crossing the Boulevard. Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear this complete program or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com and check out more related information at facebook.com/newmainersspeak. New Mainers Speak is also rebroadcast on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on WERU-FM in Blue Hill and Bangor area. I'm Kate Manahan, and I wish you a happy weekend. If I were going to make weather and try to make it as perfect as possible, I would just make today. I hope you enjoy this beautiful Sunday.